WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Counting down the days until the November 5th election, Donald Trump mincing no words when discussing special counsel investigating him for trying to overturn the 2020 election. ABC's Rachel Scott has more.
Trump saying if reelected, getting rid of Jack Smith would be, quote, one of the first things addressed. Later, even calling for him to be thrown out of the country. After nearly 2 years of investigating, Smith has brought over 40 charges against Trump. If elected, they will almost certainly all be dismissed.
Kamala Harris will be in Houston tonight, campaigning with Beyonce and Willie Nelson. Lyle and Eric Menendez, the brothers who killed their parents in 1989, could be getting out of prison soon. The Los Angeles District Attorney recommending new sentencing based on their age. The first World Series featuring five MVPs set for tonight in Los Angeles, Dodgers and Yankees. The MVPs are the Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts, and the Yankees' Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 92.7 WMDX, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. More Wisconsin Republicans are coming out in support of Kamala Harris. That includes the state's longest-serving state senator, Robert Coles, who will be crossing party lines.
You know, I look back at all the people that I supported for president. I voted for Republican for president every time.
How about this time?
Well, we're not doing it this time.
Coles has represented Green Bay in the legislature for 42 years. He says while he's concerned about blowback from fellow Republicans, he's more concerned about what returning former President Donald Trump to the White House would mean for the country.
And I believe this guy, Trump, is a totalitarian. And very much a fascist. And he's, you know, the old adage, past is prologue. He's indicated that in his words and deeds, especially in trying to overturn a free and fair election.
Coles made the announcement in an episode of the Civic Media show Rational Revolution, hosted by Mark Becker. The full interview airs Saturday at 2 p.m., but you can hear it now on podcast platforms or the Civic Media website. And add another to the list. Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley is a conservative. He left the Republican Party after the January 6th insurrection. Now he says he'll be voting for Kamala Harris, too. He currently leads the biggest red county in the Badger State. Waukesha is one of the wow counties, along with Ozaukee and Washington. Republicans are winning these areas by smaller and smaller margins each election. Riley said he could vote his conscience quietly, but he felt the need to share that he was voting for a Democrat. Meanwhile, former Governor Tommy Thompson just sold his home here in Madison. He and former First Lady Sue Ann Thompson have had this house on the Far East Side for more than 20 years after leaving the governor's mansion and after serving in the Bush administration. According to the Journal Sentinel, she lives in the couple's Lake Wisconsin home. He spends time at their Elroy farm, and they still have a house in Florida. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks and the Bulls tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight in their home opener at Fiserv Forum. New to the Bucks lineup is forward Taurean Prince, who shot 6-for-6 and 16 points Wednesday against the 76ers. Doc Rivers.
You know, it's funny. Started out slow when he came back in, because the first game, you just never know how guys are going to handle that. When he came back in, he was locked in. Just great.
College football. Wisconsin has won 3 in a row, but tomorrow night they face Penn State at Camp Randall Stadium. Game time at 6:30. At 6-0, the Nittany Lions are undefeated, ranked 3rd in the nation. NFL, the Packers will be at nearly full strength when they face the 2-5 Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. Rookie Evan Williams on what it took to secure a starting job at safety.
A lot of it's watching tape, you know, just being self-critical every time you look, you know, at your own film, trying not to just look at the highlights. You got to look at the bad plays too and face them and just try to improve.
That's Packers safety Evan Williams. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have a sunny, pleasant fall-like weekend on the way. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the upper 50s to near 60 for a high this afternoon. Clear tonight, low 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 50s by Sunday. Sunny with a high in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less. and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hufte.
Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. And I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. We lighten it up with Milwaukee Record Monthly, and this shouldn't be a thing to close it out. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
I'm Bruce Springsteen, and I am here today to support Kamala Harris and Tim Walz for President and Vice President of the United States, and to oppose Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Now, here's why. I want a president who reveres the Constitution, who does not threaten but wants to protect and guide our great democracy, who believes in the rule of law and the peaceful transfer of power.
He's the boss. He's the boss. He needs the info.
Yes.
That you're voting for Kamala Harris. What was that, 35,000 people?
Quite a bit.
Yeah. Same as Trump got at the McDonald's drive. That's what Jody said. Jody's over there making sure cameras are okay.
Yeah, we had issues yesterday.
Oh, it's so unusual for us. Okay.
Yesterday was a stressful day backstage.
Yes, yes it was, with the backstage crew.
Yes.
I'm all for this meme. Can we just skip to the end of this Trump movie where it fades out and captions tell us how long they each got in prison? I'm for that. Are we there yet?
Not yet.
I actually have a Are We There Yet shirt. I've got this. I bought this Barack the Vote shirt on the street in Charlotte in 2012, right?
Sure.
How fantastic was that? The tableau of Barack Obama and Kamala Harris, mm-hmm. him passing the torch. Yeah. Oh, my God. Chills. Oh, also, in case you're wondering, we have reached this point in the literal show that is Donald Trump's America.
All right.
Could I have Yankee Doodle Fart, please?
All right.
Yeah. Did you see this? It's a giant bronze poo. Did you see that? That is in a poop statue, appears on the National Mall to honor the January 6th. Rioters.
All right.
It's a giant bronze poo on Nancy Pelosi's desk, honoring the terrorists who attacked our Capitol.
Right. Is it honoring or is it making fun?
Honoring.
It's is in support of.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yep. Right. Yep. 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 Okay.
I didn't know if you were being sarcastic when you said honoring.
God bless the United States. No, I was not being.
Okay.
Would I ever be sarcastic?
Stephanie.
Is that what Mark Levin said? Okay. I was asking for the Mark Levin.
Oh.
Sarcastic. Thanks so much. Okay. Wow. This is, speaking of poo, I'm just going to stick with all a poo theme.
Anyone who knows Stephanie Miller, and there aren't many, knows she has no audience.
Mm-hmm.
She's been up and coming for 20 years.
Ouch.
She's sarcastic and ultra left wing.
Am I, Mark? Okay. Yeah, see? Edward G. Robinson of Right Wing Radio.
Right.
Yeah, see?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to stick with the poop theme.
Okay.
Our friend Rude Pundit threads the election right now. Harris, here's how I will help Americans. Trump, I made a poo. Media, let's only talk to voters who can't choose between Plan Lady or Poo Guy because they must be so interesting. Thank you, Rude Pundit. What? What What's next? Is she going to have to count the jelly beans in a jar? Are we done yet with this whole... we were saying yesterday, this was perfect. The whole, we're not grading him on a curve. They're taking an entirely different exam. What did Van Jones say? He can be flawless and she has to be flawless. She did great at the town hall on CNN, as she's done in every venue she's been in. He doesn't show up at all. And really, Dana Bash, you don't think Kamala Harris closed the deal? Oh, my God. Who's America's early warning system, Chris?
Black ladies.
No, I'm expanding that to just all black people.
Oh.
Because,
okay.
Really?
Charlemagne?
Charlemagne the God, Stephen Smith. I mean, thank you for calling bull to the actual media's face about this. Do we have, where is Charlemagne? Yeah, 19 with Anderson Cooper.
I think you give damn who's elected president. And
especially that president is a fascist. That's talking about putting people in camps. That's talking about, once again, terminating the Constitution to overthrow the results of an election. That's talking about, you know, jailing his political opponents. Yeah. Like, that rhetoric doesn't scare people?
Well, we talk about this every single... This is what,
I don't think I'm talking about this every night. I don't think y'all have enough conversations about it. I feel like I heard more on this network about is Kamala Harris black than I do about, you know, yeah, Donald Trump being a fascist.
Well, thank you. And Anderson's like, no anchors. Yes, Dana Bash asked that to Kamala Harris to her face.
I'm not being defensive. You're the one who's being defensive.
Oh, my God. One more.
I think no network has honest conversations about Donald Trump. Nobody's had honest conversations about Donald Trump since 2016. I saw last night they were talking about, you know, the double standard that exists between Donald Trump and the vice president. But it's always a double standard with Trump, whether it's with Hillary, whether it's, you know, against Biden, now with Kamala. We talk about him being a threat to democracy, but we don't treat him like one.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Charlemagne. I mean, and then he talked about their roundtable discussions, and he said to Anderson Cooper, I've seen these roundtable discussions a lot. Now, that's bull, Anderson, for you to say that y'all don't have those conversations. Right. I mean, okay. And then Stephen Smith on Sports Guy, you know, calling out Hannity. He was defending Kamala Harris. Sean Hannity, you have to give him some credit, what he can say with a straight face. He said Trump is much more dialed in than his struggling Democratic opponent. Sean said, she gives us word salad. Because, and also black is white and up is down.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jody. By the way, everybody stop panicking. People, I get it, we all have overstartled response right now. Yesterday, Jody was over there. People were like, where's Jody? Is Jody all right? What happened to Jody?
We were having issues.
She's right there. Right there, America.
We're seeing if things are okay this first segment, and if they are, she's going to join us back here at the roundtable.
Yes, everybody. We're at our CNN roundtable.
Yes.
Where we'll discuss if Kamala's black or not.
Right. We're going to have the Black Power Hour to do that.
Yes.
Later on.
Right. With Fridays with Frangela, the blackest hour in radio.
That's
blackity,
right.
Blackity, black, black, black.
Yeah.
Okay. Sean Hannity said she gives us word salad. Because she won't tell us how she really feels. She's hiding her true beliefs. Donald Trump doesn't do that. Smith was not buying it. Let's see. He said, I know you aren't talking about somebody being lucid and cogent and enunciating their thoughts with clarity, and you're bragging about Donald Trump. We can't be watching the same stuff if that's what you're doing.
Did he say this to his face? Were they on a show together?
Hannity tried to talk about Kamala lying, and he said, are you sure you want to make the case about somebody lying? Are you sure about that? I mean, you know what? We are not boo-boo the fool up in here, is my point. You know what I'm saying? You
can't wax this.
Yeah, you can't wax that pony twice. Don't get your rice in my pony. I'm still on the pony. If I throw rice at you.
I'm going to catch it and cook it.
Thank you. That's my point.
I mean, doy.
The crick's got a holla because the holla's got a crick. I still won't get that one. Okay. We'll have to ask Frangela again. We'll have a review of Frangeli's.
Okay.
Well,
a creek is a creek, and a holler is a valley or a canyon.
Yeah, sure. Holla. Okay. Anyway, I we are at the Can She Count the Jelly Beans? And also, somebody mentioned this yesterday, but I don't stay up this late. What the is Alex Wagner doing? Oh, my God. Frangela is going to, I'm going to warn you right now, Frangela's going to explode. I don't understand. First of all, black Trump voters make up not even probably double digits, probably somewhere in the single digits, depending on what poll you look at. Kamala Harris is in the 80-something percent. Why do we need to hear at this point in the election? a roundtable. Who is the Black Republican Club of Philadelphia, where they hold their meetings in like a Mini Cooper? Who's what? Really? So all four of those people are on an MSNBC on a roundtable talking about doing Trump talking points, right?
We want to know what makes them tick, Stephanie.
One of them said she just doesn't have the qualifications or the education to really run America. Oh, my God, what?
Oh, my God.
What? Wagner found some agreement with Trump's assessment of Harris not being black. With black people! Sorry, Jody, I'm told you to yell. It's just you're so far away. Yeah. Somebody there said, yes, absolutely. When she was sworn in the Senate, it was the first Indian-American. Which is fine. We don't care. We all know she's not black. Let's understand that. Someone named Valerie Martin, some idiot. We're all clear on that. And then at the end of it, Alex said, to be clear, the voters I spoke with here are not representative of black voters in Philadelphia on the whole. Well, then why are you wasting your time?
You're wasting everybody's time talking to them.
10 days before the election, why are you wasting our time? These are just... I swear to God, there's always the people, right, that are like, look over here, look at me, look over here. Oh, like Nate Silver, oh, I have a gut feeling that Trump's going to win. It's like, oh, shut up with your gut filled with Peter Thiel food.
God, that pissed me off yesterday. Nate Silver is not famous for his gut feeling. He is famous for analyzing numbers.
Yes.
So why the hell did he tell us about his gut feeling yesterday?
Here's why America is panicked at the apparent loss of Jody Hamilton, who is sitting just four
right
feet
there.
Away.
She's right there. I see her right there.
God,
right there.
Calm down, America. She will be right back. But this is because this is the point that Carol Burnett has reached in her rather illustrious career.
Okay.
Anna tweeted, hey, Carol Burnett, you're Jody Hamilton's mom. I love her on Stephanie Miller's show.
I wonder if your mom's ever heard
that.
For
none of your Emmys or anything mean, you are just, you have become Jody Hamilton's mom.
I bet your mom has heard that. No?
All right. Well, I was just trying to make that about me, but okay. Just kidding. Okay. All right. Yeah. I cannot. What do we have? Glenn Kirshner in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but so Elon Musk has gone ahead with his election interference cheating thing of giving $1 million, blah, blah, blah.
Well, and also, he's been talking to Putin. You see that?
Yes. This is the biggest, dumbest movie plot ever. Of course he is. It's all
since
one story.
And interfering with
Putin on Trump's behalf in an American election.
And 2022 is when he started going crazy.
Yes.
And
thank
so,
you. Thank you.
Putin with his psyops has gotten into Elon Musk's head and is endangering all of us.
This black voter thing, that's a total Russian operation as well. Remember in 2016 figuring out how to racially divide Americans? That Trump knows exactly what he's doing. Right. There's got to be some sliver of blacks that think Kamala's not really black because this, that.
Blackity, black.
Somebody mentioned the prosecutor thing. Oh, she prosecuted black people. Right? It's like those are all Russian operation talk. They're Trump talking points.
Yes.
Which are the same as Putin-Russian talking points. Anyway, where was it?
I don't know.
Oh. So, of course, he went ahead despite the warning from the DOJ. I'm sorry. Who takes a warning from Merrick Garland seriously at this point? Of course, because nobody has really been held accountable, of course they're just going to be like, yeah, whatever, Merrick Garland. And he just went ahead. What's a warning letter from the DOJ? I mean, seriously. It's like, oh, okay, yeah. Sorry, Jody. Totally off the defending Merrick Garland train. She's not here to try to scare me with Allison Gill or anything.
She's right there.
I know. She's still giving me. I can feel the look of disapproval right in this part of my head.
Oh, I can see it.
And this
is
the back
of
my head. Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, so we have a lot to talk about.
We do.
Yeah, we got Fridays with Fragile. We got Fugle Sangian one, and we got Glenn Kirshner. 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by one word that is always left out. We are founded on freedom from religion and freedom of religion. Freedom from religion. That's also part of it. If you don't want it right, you worship the flying spaghetti monster. Good for you.
Or nobody.
You do you, boo. Right.
Like me.
Fill in the blank. 34% of Gen Z religiously unaffiliated. 2024, not just another election. This one is poisonal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, all going to be decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers, protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Separate. Over there. Church. Over here. State. Thank you. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511. Get a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought Today. Text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511 or ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
The political rectal exam.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there is one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower and older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It is tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperature, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty has created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My Bonnie and Clyde devour it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
I'm George Gale. I'm a longtime community organizer and lifelong Midwesterner. In this season of To See Each Other, we're heading to one of my favorite places, Wisconsin, to get to know a group of small town folks fighting for community and dignity for the elderly and a better future for us all. Join me in Merrill, population 9,000, where a beloved public nursing home is unexpectedly up for sale.
I was in tears. I talked to the social worker. What am I going to do?
I don't want to live under the bridge in a pasteboard box.
It's a heart-pounding roller coaster of a fight in a swing state that could determine the election. This is To See Each Other, where we explore how people are fighting for the future of rural America and how writing it off hurts us all. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
You're out of here. Okay. All right. We're fine. Nobody help me. Oh, no one is. All right.
Nope.
Yep. Only to the left. Only to the left. Chris. Yep.
What?
Who said Trump's plan would cut the GDP by 8.9%? Let me put that in perspective for you. This is roughly twice the amount the GDP went down during the financial crisis. So we would be looking at something between a recession and a depression.
Commander McBragg.
No, that was economist Steve Radner.
Oh, okay.
You know, they're like, oh, you have to choose between character and policies. He's crappy at everything, at all of it.
I think I could have told you.
Sorry,
that.
I'm screaming. I apologize. Oh, here's some fun facts from Rude Pundit.
Okay.
On October 24th, 2020, the top story was that 82,000 new cases of COVID were reported, the most in a single day, pointing to a deadly fall and winter ahead. So, no, we're not better off 4 years ago than we are now. Oh, my God. I'm very yelly.
Yeah, what is going on with you today?
I need Pete in Wisconsin, everybody. Happy.
Good buddy, everybody.
Good buddy, every morning. How are we doing today?
Yeah, good. How you doing, Swing State? Go ahead.
All right, everybody. So I think we're getting ready for the Code Red moment. I think he wants to say the N-word, but I think he wants to go further. I think the Orange Monstrosity wants to, echo the right-wing evangelicals and say gay people don't exist. I think he's going to go for, only white Christians can vote because they're the first class citizens. Women obviously shouldn't vote because that's where this is all going. Yeah. And at some point, all these people that are on CNN and the Fox News is defending this, they're dying on the inside day by day by day. And I'm wondering when one of them is just going to snap. And it's going to happen, and if I were to put money on it, I'm going to put money on Scott Jennings or David Urban.
Yeah, maybe.
Tom is going to snap and say, I can't do this anymore.
Well, they've gotten so ridiculous, their defenses. You know, when Mike Johnson was on with Jake Tapper, when he's asking about Arnold Palmer's... I think they're just so ridiculous how they're like, he's like, well, yeah, 2 hours of rallies. I mean, Joe Biden could never do that. Joe Biden's not running anymore.
No,
and
he
doesn't have to. Secondly, that's how you defend your candidate talking about Arnold Palmer's for 20 minutes is, oh, he has so much energy to talk about Arnold Palmer's for 2 hours. I'm like, okay. All right, by the way, and did his son's porn alert go off when he was on with Jake Tapper?
I think it
talking
scared
about Arnold Palmer's, yeah. Palmer's penis.
It scared him.
Startled him.
It did. He did not like the word penis.
No.
Okay. For instance, Stuart Stevens, Republican strategist, said, watching my old Republican friends attack General Kelly is such a lesson in character. You start out saying you have to vote for Trump because of Hillary Clinton and wake up one day attacking General Kelly to defend a criminal wandering around the country talking about Arnold Palmer's penis.
Yep.
I mean, and by the way, John Kelly is no liberal. He's not someone we're like, oh, he did a lot of Trump's dirty work, too. But, so what would be in it for him to lie, right?
Nothing.
He's a right-wing guy.
Right.
He worked for Trump. Ay, ay, ay. Matt Dowd, by the way, just this is our stomach antacid this morning.
Okay.
He said, folks, Vice President Harris is winning this race. She is winning nationally. She is winning in the majority of the swing states. And she is winning in the early vote. Channel your anxiety and nervousness into work to finish strong. If the work is done, she wins. And I saw he had a bunch of, Trumper replies. What do you mean? The betting prediction market says blah, blah, blah. Nate Silver says blah, 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 And it's all these things that we know are skewed. That, a bunch of Trump billionaires put money into the prediction market to make it skew Trump. We know some of these right-wing pollsters are trying to flood the zone. So, anyway, real quick, Karen in Chicago, who's acquainted with the heartbreak. Hello, Karen.
Hello, sweetie pie. Okay, yeah. Listen, the mainstream media, I'm so glad that there are people like you and people, everybody on WCPT, Charlemagne the God, calling the mainstream media out. I was absolutely appalled at the Alex Wagner panel that she did. It was so disgusting, and they are just missing the moment that we are in. Every marginalized community, LGBTQIA people, they're going to take away your right to marry. They're going to eradicate transgenderism, women, national abortion ban.
Yep, yep, on and on and on. All right, Glenn Kirshner next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Tomorrow is Drug Take Back Day across Wisconsin. Last year, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration collected nearly 600,000 pounds of unneeded medications from almost 5,000 locations nationwide. Drug Take Back Day provides an opportunity for you to safely dispose of unused or expired medications at designated Dropbox locations. Getting rid of these medications properly helps prevent accidental poisoning, reduces the risk of medication misuse, and protects the environment. But throughout the rest of the year, you don't have to wait for Drug Take Back Day. These drop boxes are at hospitals and police stations. Kylie Hunter is an Aspirus Pharmacy resident.
You can do it any day of the year. However, we use Drug Take Back Day to create awareness in making sure that we're disposing our medication safely.
Here in Madison, there are three main Drug Take Back locations tomorrow: Elver Park, Mount Zion Baptist Church Food Pantry, and Warner Park. But there are more than a dozen others around Dane County. We have a link to all of them at WMDXradio.com. And we have to talk about this bizarre story. Public health officials here in Dane County put out an alert saying the dough at a local pizza place was contaminated with THC. Public Health Madison Dane County staff say Famous Yeti's Pizza in Stoughton served pizza Monday through yesterday with dough that was tainted. Multiple people had to be taken to the hospital with symptoms like dizziness, increased heart rate, and vomiting. Now, before you come for Famous Yeti's, they share an industrial kitchen with other businesses who make food and other products there. So it seems possible this was just a bizarre, unfortunate case of accidental cross-contamination. If you have any pizza from Famous Yeti's, authorities say throw it out. Now there's an investigation involving Stoughton Police and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Public health sanitarians are now working in that kitchen. And as you can imagine, the comment sections had a field day with this one. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have a sunny, pleasant fall-like weekend on the way. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the upper 50s to near 60 for a high this afternoon. Clear tonight, low 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 50s by Sunday. Sunny with a high in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com, and we'll be watching out for your text.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our last Freaky Friday, so we're giving you a double dose with Frank Anderson and your favorite goth consonite, Taylor Nicole. And it's a Bar Band Friday with Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
.gov.
you're going to have a very tough choice the day after you take the oath of office, or maybe even the day that you take the oath of office. You're either going to have to pardon yourself, or you're going to have to fire Jack Smith. Which one will you do?
Oh, it's so easy. It's so easy. Like, he's a crooked person. He's a corrupt person. We had a brave, brilliant judge in Florida. He's a brilliant judge, by the way. I don't know. I never spoke to him. Never spoke to him.
Okay. One more.
We had a brave and very brilliant judge. And what she had suffered through with these animals, she was listening to why you're putting out statements. She doesn't move fast. She moved fast. But the fact is, we had, and the big case was that case, the Boxer case. You even said, oh, that's the big case. We're in the process of winning all the other cases, I think. Even sometimes when we have to go to appeal. We got immunity at the Supreme Court. It's so easy. I would fire him within 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I wonder if someone has any thoughts on that. Thank God former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here. Get me Glenn Kirshner! Glenn Kirshner! Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner!
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Steffi Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now and I feel okay.
Hi, Glenn Kirshner.
Good morning, Steph.
That was Donald Trump saying he would fire Jack Smith, who's a something, something horrible for something.
Corrupt.
Yeah, in 2 seconds. Uh-huh. I mean, Glenn, I know we talk about this all the time, and you have to feel it even more acutely as a lifelong prosecutor, but isn't it sad where we've come to? We all just know that justice will be gone in America if Donald Trump gets back in. Of course he'll fire Jack Smith. Of course he'll hire Eileen Cannon as attorney general. I mean, it's just, it is depressing, isn't it, that we're all just sort of like, oh, well, yeah, rule, you know, no more justice.
Yeah, it is, but we're about to come into the light in about 11 days after Kamala Harris wins in a landslide, and I believe she will. But here's the thing. Trump goes from Saturday Night Live to Saturday Night Massacre, right, saying, I will fire my attorney general. Well, my special prosecutor, excuse me. So he wants to be the prosecutor. He wants to be the judge. He wants to be the jury in his federal cases and just, you know, make them all go away. And this is exactly what Richard Nixon tried in 1973. He ordered his attorney general, Elliot Richardson, to fire the special prosecutor, Archibald Cox. Mm-hmm. Said, I'm not going to do that, said Richardson, and he resigned. So he went to his number two deputy attorney general, Ruckelshaus, William Ruckelshaus.
Yeah.
He said, fire Archibald Cox. He said, no, I'm not going to do it, and he resigned. Then he found somebody willing to do his dirty bidding, Robert Bork, the number three guy at the time, the Solicitor General, and Cox got Bork. He got fired, which a court later ruled was unlawful. But here's the thing. If he appoints Eileen Cannon as his attorney general, she's already fired Jack Smith by dismissing the classified documents case and saying special counsel aren't constitutional. So she's ready, willing, and able to fire him if she becomes attorney general. This is the kind of stuff that gets laughed out of Hollywood script meetings because it's too evil.
Right. Well, and Glenn, am I wrong? Would that not be grounds to get her, assuming you are correct, and I believe you are, Kamala Harris will win, you know, November 5th. Isn't that grounds to get her removed? Isn't this written down that she's the top of his list to be attorney general? Wouldn't that be grounds to get her removed?
Yes. ABC News reported the story that the transition team, the Trump transition team, has Eileen Cannon on the short list to be attorney general. So now she has every reason to curry favor with Donald Trump. Yeah. And I do believe, Steph, once the 11th Circuit reverses her dismissal and sends the case back to the trial court, they may very well say, three strikes and you're out. Enough is enough. You're now on the AG list.
Yeah.
This case must be reassigned to a fair and independent and impartial judge, not Eileen Cannon. I think Eileen Cannon's days are numbered as the judge presiding over the classified documents case.
Ooh, another thrill up my leg. you know, we were just talking before the break, Glenn, about Elon Musk. There's some reporting that he said, you know, if Trump loses, I'm effed. Like, I think all of these people know, you know, like we, you and I are just talking about, the rule of law will be gone. You know, obviously all of Trump's enemies will be prosecuted. His friends will all be protected or pardoned or whatever. But we were talking about Elon Musk has been in regular contact with Putin. He regularly has communicated with Putin since 2022. Putin asked him not to activate his Starlink internet in Taiwan as a favor to President Xi. I mean, we know he is balls deep in election interference here in America for Trump. On behalf of Putin, it's all one story, isn't it? And I just have to say, sorry, I got off the of defending Merrick Garland train a while ago, but they sent a letter warning Elon Musk, and of course he went ahead and awarded a $2 million prizes to registered voters in Michigan and Wisconsin after being warned. I'm sorry, but I can understand not taking a warning from Merrick Garland seriously.
A stern warning not to interfere in our elections. Seems to fall short. How about filing some sort of a motion for a temporary injunction to put a stop to it immediately and then go right into court and litigate the issue? Because we all know what Musk is doing. He can call it whatever he wants. I'm just trying to encourage people to sign a First Amendment and Second Amendment petition. We know he's buying votes at its core. That's what that is designed to achieve. And we need a Department of Justice to stand up for the American people and for our free and fair elections by taking actions, not just, you know, writing angry notes.
Well, Joyce Vance, our friend, had a silver lining, she said being warned you're engaging in criminal conduct makes it a lot easier for prosecutors to prove a defendant intended to do it if he continues after the warning, and it makes it a lot easier for a jury to convict if there is a prosecution. But again, this all depends on the election.
Right. Well, and not only that, it depends on after the warning, a Department of Justice actually bringing criminal charges if he persists, and he has already persisted. So, you know, if Elon Musk commits a crime in the forest and there's nobody there to prosecute it, he ain't going to stop.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this one we've been talking about, Covey tweeted, says a lot about Republicans that less than 2 weeks before the election, they're filing lawsuits to disenfranchise voters instead of focusing on getting their voters to the polls. And again, as I keep saying, of course they're doing it again. And the fake electors and the this and the that, because they got away with it the last time. Sorry, you know, they didn't prosecute, as you always say, down to the boots, right?
Steph, if you want more
crime, up to the suits. Start with the
if you decline to prosecute crime, expect more crime. And the feds, for whatever reason, have by and large declined to prosecute, as you say, anybody but the boots, the people who were told by Donald Trump to go attack the Capitol, and they didn't. It's like, whoops, they're being held accountable. But the whole command structure of the insurrection has not been held accountable. And that's why they're redoubling their efforts to try to steal the 2024 election. This is not rocket science. Yeah. This is just, you know, a good old law enforcement that is going undone.
Yeah, feeling like it's optional whether they certify the votes in their state. You know, they're going to try that. They'll try everything. I mean, you tweeted, Trump will soon be in our rearview mirror spending the rest of his days in criminal courtrooms because hashtag justice matters.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's so interesting. A conservative columnist, Matt Lewis, I don't know if you know, he said his belief that Trump will fade from the scene if he loses to Vice President Harris lessens every day. And now he expects a Trump presidential run in 2028.
I do, too.
Absolutely.
He said Donald Trump has every incentive to keep running for president, at least pretend he's going to run for president. Part of it has to do with the grifting. And he said, I also think the possibility becomes a little harder to go after him to try to prosecute him if he is, in fact, the nominee of the Republican Party, and it looks like vengeance. Frankly, I don't think anyone has the power in the Republican Party to stop him. I mean, oh, God, please tell me this nightmare is going to be over November 5th.
Yeah, at some point it is going to be over. And listen, if Donald Trump loses the election and loses whatever fraudulent court cases he has his new dirty batch of lawyers file, just as he lost them all in 2020, then the next thing he does is announce his candidacy for 2028 and then say, you can't prosecute me because I'm a candidate for the presidency. When is the lunacy going to end? I do think the really good news, and there is a silver lining, is that once we have a former prosecutor in the Oval Office, she will understand the importance of asserting the rule of law and applying it to the ruling class criminals up to and including Donald Trump. And that is the only way we're going to right this ship. We go after the Supreme Court, the rot at the top, and we address their lawlessness and their abuses. We go after the members of Congress who asked for pardons for the crimes they knew they committed on and around January 6, 2020, and thus far have gotten away with those crimes, even though they have virtually confessed to them already.
Thank you.
I think a prosecutor in the Oval Office will understand the non-negotiable need to do all of this, especially because it hasn't been done over the last few years.
We just had your friend and now our friend Lucas Kuntz on.
Yes.
You know, it is a yes and improv, isn't it? Let's do the same thing with Trump, Holly Cruz. Let's, you know, beat these insurrectionists at the box, at the, you know, ballot box, and then they should go to prison. I mean, it's,
and
I'm sorry.
At the box office.
They should be
and
prosecuted.
At the box office.
Right. Sorry, I'm in Hollywood. Everything's box office to me. Ballot box. What did I say? Here's some good news on the justice front. You tweeted, judge orders Georgia election worker Shane Moss and Ruby Friedman can seize Rudy Giuliani's stuff to satisfy their $146 million defamation judgment because, hashtag,
justice matters.
Yes. How'd you know that?
I had a guess.
Yeah, I mean, his apartment, all his fancy sports memorabilia, I mean, all of it. This is, but again, is anybody, you know, prosecutor or not, Glenn, you have to prosecute crime to deter other people from committing crime. Like, I love this, the Michael Flynn deposition. You always talk about this, like, you know, in a court of law. Once you meet, hard light of a court of law, CNN's obtained a video deposition of Mike Flynn acknowledging he has no evidence to back up a key part of his conspiracy theories that he has floated for years about the 2020 election being rigged. This is a defamation lawsuit filed by Dominion Voting Systems exec. The lawyer said, have you seen any evidence that you would consider credible, Mr. Flynn, that Eric Coomer played a role in rigging the 2020 election? Flynn, I have not. No, I don't really know. Well, and then he's been on every single right-wing outlet podcast claiming all that. But this is what I mean. It's like this ends in a court of law under oath, doesn't it?
Yeah, Steph, and I can't speak for all veterans, but I can speak for this veteran. I can speak for myself. It is obscene to me that he continues to collect his retirement from our tax dollars while he's out trying to destroy democracy, trying to undermine confidence in our elections, and now just apparently admitting, I didn't really have evidence to back up any of these claims. Why he hasn't been restored to active duty and prosecuted, which is a lawful process when retired officers are engaged in this kind of misconduct, is beyond me. My only hope is that maybe Jack Smith also has him in his sights, because more federal indictments are coming. Of that I am certain. More federal indictments are coming. I hope that Mike Flynn is one of those people, and that's the only reason the Department of Defense has refused to tackle the Mike Flynn problem.
Can I take a second, America, and urge you to Google Glenn Kirshner's old football photo? That is... Oh, man. And he tweets, hey, man, with a vote for Harris, you can support and protect the health and safety of your wife, your daughters, your nieces, your granddaughters, your female friends and acquaintances. Or with a vote for Trump, you can deprive them of all of their autonomy and endanger their lives. Thank you. How can I say but thank you? We just, Glenn, I feel like this campaign cycle just drips of misogyny. And it's, you know, I know there are more good men like you, I hope, out there than bad. So thank you.
Yeah, you know, the women are going to do it. They're getting to the polls in record numbers for early voting. The men have to stand up and do it as well, because we don't want to be complicit in driving, you know, our loved ones, our daughters and nieces and sisters and grandchildren into back alleys to do what Donald Trump has told them. They're not permitted to make their own decision about in doctor's offices, which is just an obscene sin, is what it is, doing that to women, relegating them to second class citizens. And let's get the men out there to be just as enthusiastic protecting women's rights as the women are.
Sigh. Squee. Okay. I want to see you in person next Saturday, Sexy Liberal LA. Oh my God. With Mark Hamill and Martin Sheen and Representative Adam Schiff and Glenn Kirshner, all superheroes. They're like the Democratic Avengers. They're just, SexyLiberal.com. Get those last tickets for in person in LA or pay-per-view available as well. We will see you next week, honey.
Love you, Steph. Can't wait to see y'all.
All right. Love you, too. Bye. 48 Bye. Minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Quido. 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 Get your money. I don't even know what I'm singing anymore. I am so sleepy.
Oh, no.
In November, the American people will make a choice. We hope we will make a smart choice. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
There is a smart choice you can make for your phone service, Quido Mobile. Right?
Yeah.
It's the only progressive phone company. What the? They donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that share your values, work for a better world.
That's right.
Reproductive freedom for all, Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Planned Parenthood, ANA, Transgender Law Center. There's 11 billion.
Get it.
When you join Quido, you get everything you need, the largest, most reliable network in the country, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Why would a progressive choose anyone else? Why?
No idea.
Switching, so easy. Bring your phone. Bring your number. Get it. Go on over. QuidoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. QuidoMobile.com.
The 21st century is a very dangerous century.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion and at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated? 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought Today. Text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511 or go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text liberal to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
We are here to save the world. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour. And you can watch from anywhere in the world. This summer's Chicago show from the Vic Theater. A Sexy Liberal pay-per-view event you can still enjoy. Starring Stephanie Miller.
Mike Johnson from Ron Johnson. You're having a hard time telling your Johnsons apart, and Lauren Boebert can give you a hand.
John Fugelsang.
After the show, I will be in the lobby by the merch table signing Bibles of
Hal Sparks.
Obviously, thou shalt not steal. Trump was like, we got to get rid of some of these.
Don't like it.
And comedy duo Frangela.
Y'all some of the nicest white people we have ever met. We need to black mama this f***ing country.
Yeah, okay.
Special panel guests include Mark Hamill, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, Representative Jan Schakowsky, and Joe Weinbank. $20.24 gets you on-demand streaming of Chicago's comedy event of the year. It's not too late to see the tour that is saving the world. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour. Details and tickets at meethook.live/save the world.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about rich folks. They just keep getting richer. And I bet nobody listening to this broadcast will be surprised to learn that since 2020, the five richest billionaires have more than doubled their wealth in just a few years. I mean, the system really does reward the winners. But I think it's time to shift the balance. And me and the 6 million members at Work Money have some ideas. It's on us to pull our chair up to the table where those folks are making decisions. As consumers, we vote with our wallets. As citizens and constituents, we hold elected officials accountable to what we need from them. That's what we do at Work Money. You want to get involved? You can text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. Join us. Help make sure your voice is heard. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Dr. Maudie's dogs go upstairs. I didn't go upstairs. Oh, I posted the picture of them playing backgammon while I was on the road.
Yes.
And somebody, Chris, commented that Clyde looks very smart. And they thought maybe all the barking yesterday was they were arguing over someone cheated at backgammon. But my point is, you know what, why brain food? Because Dr. Maudie's is superfoods. It's brain food.
It is helping Clyde.
Yes. Listen. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, spinach, kale. I meant kale. I don't think there's quail.
No, I don't think so either.
Quail eggs are yummy.
Not Dan or the bird.
No.
There's antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. Kale is what I meant. Spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries, you name it. Raw, it's freeze-dried. That is the key. So many of these companies, they blast the food on a high heat. It's why it's called kibble, because what is it? It's burnt brown stuff that's been blasted at high heat.
Yeah.
It has dangerous byproducts.
No, thank you.
All the nutrients, all the flavor is gone. Hey, have you ever noticed all my old dog foods? They just smell like nothing. You open this bag. Oh, God, I huff it every time I open it. It's so delicious.
Mm. It's the blueberries that get me.
Yeah, right? It is shelf-stable. It's mess-free, full of nutrients and flavor. Bonnie and Clyde absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free bag of Cod Crispies. Oh, I saw they're back in stock. Oh, thank God.
Oh, good.
Whew. Shoot. My life was hanging by a thread.
Oh,
DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Thank you, Bob Schooley tweets. Can you imagine if Harris ran on demonizing youth pastors, an actual frequent threat to children, the way Trump is trying to fan a trans panic? He says so many ridiculous things that I sometimes forget that, you know, you only have so much space up there. You forget the previous ridiculous things. But I forgot that he, before the Haitians eating pets was, and that you send your kid to school, a boy, and he comes back a girl. He also said that Kamala Harris personally is performing trans surgery on illegal immigrants in prison.
Right. Yes.
Right. So
personally doing that because she's a lawyer and a doctor.
Right.
And last night he called America a garbage can. I'm really tired of him crapping on America
Talking America.
Seriously.
Over and over again. We are not a garbage can. We are the envy of the world.
Exactly.
Our economy, our military.
Right.
Yep.
This
and
guy,
if anything, with him putting a stop to the comprehensive immigration bill, he's the one who turned it into what he thinks is a garbage can.
Yeah, exactly. And as someone pointed out, exact same number of immigrants when he went into office and when he came out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He didn't do anything.
Well, nope. Not a damn thing.
All right, this guy is stealing John Fugelsang's act, but just saying, we got to take back God.
My granddad was a Baptist preacher in South Texas. I've been going to the same church since I was 2 years old, and now I'm in seminary studying to become a minister myself. My faith means more to me than anything. My granddad taught me at a very early age that Jesus gave us two commandments, love God and love neighbor. And that's exactly why I became a public school teacher on the west side of San Antonio, and it's why I ran for office out of service to my neighbors.
Yeah, he's a Texas state rep who is voting for Harris because he's an actual Christian that does stuff that, you know, Jesus actually talked about. Oh, I ran out of, maybe just a dab of hope. Hi, Seth, real quick, 15 seconds.
Okay, so real quick, what's driving me nuts is they try to separate Kamala from Biden, but Has everybody forgotten 4 years ago, we were all stuck in our homes with COVID. The Biden administration got us the vaccinations.
He did a fantastic job and is doing it.
A Voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as our old friend, positivity psychologist and life coach, Kira Sabin, joins us for a whole hour. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.